Shabbat Shalom. Did everyone have a good Seder? Yes? I see some nodding. Passover is the best, right? I feel so lucky to have received this tradition. How fortunate are we to be a living remnant of an ancient people, still perpetuating our customs and telling our stories? How blessed are we to celebrate this very particular and very beautiful holiday? It's amazing. What were your favorite parts? Maybe being surrounded by family and loved ones, hearing the four questions, telling the miraculous story of bondage to freedom, seeing that iconic Seder plate year after year. What's my favorite part? I'm so glad you asked. All of it, really. But probably my most favorite part is Dayenu. Did you sing it? Yes. Between all of the early childhood celebrations and religious school celebrations here, plus my own personal observance, I sang it, I don't know, 100 times this year? It's good every time. If God had only taken us out of Egypt, it would have been enough for us. If God had only given us Shabbat, it would have been enough for us. If God had given us only Torah, it would have been enough for us. Enough. Wow, there's an interesting concept. Do you walk around feeling like you have enough? Do you walk around feeling like you are enough? When do we live the spirit, the message of Dayenu? On the one hand, the answer is never. We live in New York, for goodness sake. We always want more. A bigger apartment, a better job, more money, more time, more balance, more stuff. And it's not just about what we want for ourselves on the outside. We also want more from ourselves on the inside. We always want to be more. More self-aware, more learned, more practiced, more polished, more skilled, more well-read. We want to be better parents, better friends, better employees, better people. And I think Judaism is rather guilty of perpetuating this pursuit of perfection, this feeling that we're never enough. We read a special Torah portion for this Shabbat, the Shabbat that falls in the midst of the Pesach week. It's about the Pesach sacrifice we offer to God in observance of the holiday. The Torah states specifically we must offer an unblemished animal. It doesn't say, just bring your sacrifice, whatever you do will be good enough, thanks for making the effort. It says, scour your flock, choose the choicest animal, analyze its every single inch, and then offer it. Then see if it's good enough. Remember Cain and Abel? Did not end well. God flat out rejects Cain's sacrifice because it's not the best he has to offer. Torah doesn't really postulate that we are good enough as we are. Torah teaches that we should try harder, do more, don't relax. I'm wondering if it's part of the human condition for many of us to never really be satisfied with ourselves or what we have. Remember Moses? He didn't think he was enough. God asks him to lead the Jewish people. What does he say? Moses says, me? Not me. I'm slow of speech. I can't do it. I'm not good enough. Moses. Moses is the only person who saw God panim al panim, face to face. Moses, who God placed in the cleft of a rock and was shielded by the hand of God itself. Moses, who led us, a stiff-necked flock of Israelites, through the barren desert. Moses, who planted his staff in the sea and watched it part. Even that guy didn't think he was enough. He disregarded his astounding abilities and instead focused on his weakness. That feeling, that things aren't quite Dayenu, I think is part of all of us. And that's why I love it. That's why I love Dayenu, because it introduces an entirely different concept. Dayenu says, what would it mean for one Seder, 1 week, or 1 day a week for your life to just let everything be enough, to stop wanting and to stop striving, to stop racking up accolades or being the most anything? Dayenu says we should take a break from what's been called the idolatry of consumption. For a moment, we should stop bettering ourselves, stop refining our lives, stop trying to be better, and just be. We also read the story of the tablets of the law this week. You remember that one? Moses goes up Mount Sinai, receives the two tablets of the law that are inscribed by the finger of God. After a long time, he comes down the mountain holding the tablets, and he sees that the Israelites have betrayed God and betrayed him. They built an idol, the golden calf. Moses slams down the tablets and smashes them to pieces. In this week's Torah portion, we read about the second tablets. You might not remember that. God doesn't write those tablets. Moses does. Moses, a human being with no supernatural powers, is good enough to write the two tablets of the law. He is enough. Humans are enough. Sometimes we are enough, even with flaws. Dayenu, thank you, God, for making us as we are, with all of our flaws, imperfections, desires, and ambitions. We are good enough for you and good enough for ourselves. May we bask in that spirit of being enough, at least for the rest of Passover. Ken Yehi Ratzon, may it be God's will. Shabbat Shalom.